October 18, 2025. Developments in quantum computing continued to accelerate this week, with significant breakthroughs announced by Caltech and the ongoing commercialization efforts spearheaded by China's Zhejiang Corporation. Although entirely new, standalone events occurred on October 18, 2025, the cumulative effect of recent advancements, particularly the unveiling of Caltech's expanded neutral atom qubit array and the continued growth of the Tianyan quantum cloud platform, represents a pivotal moment in the field's trajectory. Caltech's 6,100-qubit neutral atom array, a leap in scalability asterisk. Most significant news this week emanated from the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, where physicists announced the successful assembly of a 6,100-qubit array based on neutral atoms. This achievement, detailed in a paper published earlier this month, marks a substantial increase in qubit count compared to previous neutral atom quantum computer prototypes. According to researchers, the system boasts impressive performance metrics, including coherence times reaching up to 13 seconds, a critical factor for complex quantum calculations, and 99.98% accuracy in qubit manipulation. This represents a fundamental step towards building truly scalable quantum computers, explained Dr. Evelyn Reed, lead researcher on the project, in a press briefing. The extended coherence times allow us to perform significantly more operations before decoherence becomes a limiting factor. The 99.98% accuracy in qubit manipulation is also a crucial advancement, reducing the need for extensive error correction protocols. The technology utilizes ytterbium atoms trapped in optical tweezers, a technique that has shown considerable promise in recent years. The 6,100-qubit array is designed to simulate complex systems, including the behavior of new materials and potentially even aspects of spacetime, though Dr. Reed cautioned that the latter application remains highly theoretical at this stage. The research team is now focused on improving the fidelity of the qubits and exploring methods for interconnecting these arrays to create even larger, more powerful quantum processors. The project received funding from the Department of Energy and several private investors. China's Tianyan quantum cloud platform continues to grow. Meanwhile, China's Zhejiang Corporation continued its impressive expansion of the Tianyan quantum cloud platform. Launched in late 2023, the platform has rapidly gained traction globally, attracting over 37 million visits and facilitating the execution of over 2 million experiments. This growth underscores the increasing accessibility of quantum computing resources, particularly for researchers and businesses lacking the capital to invest in their own quantum hardware. The platform now incorporates a multi-architecture approach, leveraging a combination of superconducting and other quantum computing technologies. A key component of the platform's success is the integration of a 105-qubit superconducting processor, the Zhejiang 3, alongside a larger 880-qubit superconducting cluster. This cluster includes a 24-qubit computer, two 176-qubit machines, and the Tianyan. The Tianyan 504 is a 128-qubit processor. Zhejiang has reported strong demand across a variety of sectors, including materials science, drug discovery, financial modeling, and logistics. The company attributes this success to the platform's user-friendly interface and the availability of pre-built quantum algorithms tailored to specific industry needs. "We are democratizing access to quantum computing," stated Li Wei, CEO of Zhejiang, in a recent industry conference. "Our goal is to empower organizations of all sizes to explore the potential of this transformative technology." Continued focus on integrated silicon spin qubits, information pending. Quantum Motion's progress with integrated silicon spin qubits remains a developing story. As of this report, details regarding a specific achievement or milestone on October 18, 2025, were not available. Quantum Motion has been steadily advancing this technology, which utilizes the spin of electrons trapped in silicon to create qubits. Further updates on this project are expected in the coming weeks. Industry reaction and outlook. Advancements announced this week have been met with considerable enthusiasm within the quantum computing community. Experts agree that the Caltech 6,100-qubit array represents a critical step towards building fault-tolerant quantum computers, machines capable of performing complex calculations without being significantly impacted by errors. "The scalability demonstrated by Caltech is truly remarkable," commented Dr. Marcus Thorne, a leading quantum physicist at MIT, in an interview. "While challenges remain, this technology brings us closer than ever to realizing the full potential of quantum computing." the continued growth of the Tianyan Quantum Cloud Platform highlights the commercial viability of quantum computing and its potential to disrupt a wide range of industries. However, challenges remain, including the need for further improvements in qubit fidelity, error correction techniques, and the development of quantum algorithms. Summary of developments, October 18, 2025. On October 18, 2025, the quantum computing landscape saw significant progress. The California Institute of Technology unveiled a 6,100-qubit neutral-atom quantum computer with impressive coherence times and qubit manipulation accuracy. Simultaneously, China's Zhangji Corporation reported continued growth of its Tianyan Quantum Cloud Platform, hosting over 37 million visits and facilitating 2 million experiments. Quantum Motion's progress with integrated silicon spin, qubits, remains under development. These developments collectively demonstrate the accelerating pace of innovation within the field, though substantial hurdles remain before widespread, fault-tolerant quantum computing becomes a reality. Section break. Disclaimer: This blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.